Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now today we're showing our first disaster movie. It's an early entry in the genre called Zero Hour. The plot goes like this. The crew and several passengers of an airliner are stricken with food poisoning, and their only chance for survival lies with a troubled former pilot still affected by his wartime experiences. Sound familiar? Well, we'll get to that. Now this story, written by Arthur Haley, started as a production for Canadian television in 1956 called Flight into Danger. It starred James Doohan, later of Star Trek, the original series. Now I haven't seen that one, but I understand it was preserved on Kinescope, so I assume it exists somewhere. It was later restaged for American TV, and then it was filmed as today's movie. Later on, in 1958, it was turned into a novel called Runway 08. Now, I've read that book, and in fact, for a time, it was in the collection of South Plainfield Library, and it's actually a pretty good story. Then, in 1971, it was remade as a CBS TV movie called Terror in the Sky, and I've seen that one, too. It's over on YouTube, and it's also pretty good. Then, in 1980, you probably know where this is going, it was remade again as the hit comedy Airplane. Now, this remake is noteworthy in how it reused whole sections of the earlier movie's script almost verbatim, but with some comic twists. In fact, there is a video on YouTube giving an extensive scene-for-scene comparison between the two. Now, while Zero Hour is a well-made and well-regarded movie, it's mostly known today for how the Airplane connection makes viewing it an interesting experience. Now, one cast note about Zero Hour. Star Dana Andrews appeared in three airline disaster movies. This one, a movie called The Crowded Sky, and the sequel Airport 1975. Now, I'm pretty sure only George Kennedy can beat that record. He was in five airline disaster movies by my count. Meanwhile, original story writer Arthur Haley later wrote the book Airport, which was itself made into a very successful movie, and set the tone for the disaster genre for years afterwards. Now, once again, if you've missed any of the movies we've shown, you can still access them via the list of movie links on our website. Now, the address for the website is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we're still interested in your comments and suggestions. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. You can post them on our Facebook page, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. Oh, and after you watch today's movie, if you want the full effect, we have Airplane in our DVD collection. You can check our catalog for availability, and if our copy is out, we can probably still get it for you through interlibrary loan. You can talk to the reference librarian about that. Once again, thank you very much for stopping by, and we really do appreciate your support of these movie showings. And now, from Paramount in 1957, here's Zero Hour. Hope you enjoy it.